and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
The 3-2. Manzardo hits a high fly ball to center field. Playable for Crow Armstrong. He's under it, and he's got it. Cubs win. Cubs win. They beat the Guardians 5-4.
Daniel Palencia was fired up. You just heard Zach Zaidman right here on The Score. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody in for Marshall. Tonight, the Cubs and The Score celebrate 100 years of Cubs on the radio when they take on the Guardians at Wrigley. Pregame coverage begins at 6:30, first pitch at 7:05 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. And in honor of that, Grody and I have cooked up a special segment for you that we're going to do at 11.
Darn right we have.
Storytelling with Mark Grody. I'm really excited. And maybe I throw in a story or two. I've only been here almost 10 years, though. I don't have all my bears yet.
That's true. We're closing in on it, though. And that is going to be a great day on this show. We're going to have a whole...
Maybe
I was thinking about that.
Pizza or something.
I was thinking about that. Like, is there something... Like, is there an oath I need to read?
Work out some sort of oath.
Oh, I will.
I mean, here's the issue, though. Like, people are like, don't put ketchup on your hot dog. I didn't do that previously. Like, outside of the city, there's a lot of us who never put ketchup on our hot dogs.
Well, listen to me.
I hate to disappoint everybody. That's not just a here thing.
Everybody listening, look at me. Look at me right now about that whole... The whole Chicago hot dog thing. Here, it's so simple. We don't ever have to have this discussion again after I say what we're about to say.
We're definitely going to have it.
We are. But I'm just going to say this. It's very simple. You can put all the ketchup you want on a hot dog. Enjoy it. Go for it. Do it right now. If you're at Gina Jude's right now, you're like, oh, man. I'm like, go ahead.
Do they even have ketchup?
I don't know. I haven't been there in a long time. It is my top hot dog place, though. You just can't call it a Chicago hot dog. That's all. It's very simple. You're eating a hot dog. Zero bears for your hot dog. That's as simple as it is. Now, if you do a Chicago style, then it's a Chicago style hot dog. If you put ketchup on it, it's not. That's
all right.
So you're allowed to do it. You just can't call it a Chicago dog.
You know what? Many bears for Daniel Palencia last night after he picked up his 10th save of the season despite a base runner scoring. And I wanted to pick up where you left off before our commercial break because...
Many bears.
Because you could see when you watch him now how he feels like he's leveled up. The body language and the frustration over mistakes and just the expectation he has for himself, you see that on the mound.
Yeah.
And you see the elation when he knows that he's done something amazing. Of course, he's going to celebrate his wins. But also just knowing that... When an athlete holds themselves to a higher standard, and you're seeing it happen real time, you know, we talk a lot about the circle of trust when it comes to the bullpen, and that's a phrase that we've used for a long time. But I almost feel like Craig Counsell does it a little bit differently. He's not necessarily a circle of trust guy. He's a, I'm going to let you work through this guy. And then you're seeing the fruits of that labor.
Yeah, once he trusts you, you know, like it just... Daniel Palencia did not make the team out of spring training this year. So he was not in the circle of trust. But you talk about earning it, and we all got to see it real time. And that's why I'm excited for Craig Counsell, because we've seen his process. We've seen the guys that he likes and doesn't like and how he treats them and how he treats the bullpen. So we're starting to see like the good part of Craig Counsell and his ability to manage. As for Daniel Palencia last night, the impressive part about it is, to your point about letting him play through it, look, man, that was a messed up inning. When your third baseman makes an error behind you, you got runners on first and second, you give up a pretty hard hit fly ball sack fly.
Oh, that was some hard contact. Like, immediately off the bat, you're going, that'll score a run
at the least.
No, yeah. I'm like, all right, he'll tag.
And I was, I mean, part of me was just like, for the Cubs' sake, like, okay, at least that's the second out. Like, order, like, Palencia can get a strikeout. That's what goes through your mind.
Yes.
And I think, like, To your point about the confidence, too, about Palencia, he knew he was still going to save that game. Maybe unlike, what was it, the Marlins game earlier this year where he got the first two outs of the inning, got in trouble, gives up the, and somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, but then gives up the walk-off two-run homer, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
That's him a month ago, right? And now look at the development and the improvement. We're seeing, it's so cool to see this stuff in real time. A manager and a closer – kind of making each other in a way. You know what I mean? Like counsel, and you give credit to Jed Hoyer too, obviously,
yeah,
in this equation. But we have seen the organization now develop a closer, and we've seen that bond with the manager and how it makes the manager look better.
Well, it's also the modern take of, it's not necessarily these are your guys because you pre-prescribed it in spring training. It's roles will emerge. People will emerge. You know, you will find your role and the role will find you. We're seeing that with Presley. We've seen it with Thielbar, Brad Keller, for example, Drew Pomeranz. Why not Daniel Palencia? And additionally, I think there's the, and not just expectation from the manager, there's the return from him saying, nope, this is my inning. I'm going to fix my problem in this inning.
That's what we
Let's
saw.
Let's rock.
That, right, man. And again, like we saw that from everybody last night. Shota Imanaga, let me clean up this mess I've started to make.
Owned it.
I've begun to make this mess, so I am going to literally sweat my way through 5 1/3, restore some semblance of order. Ryan Presley walks a guy, two men on, got out of his own mess on that play. Who else am I making? Brad Keller. Keller, for God's sakes, had two men on, runner second to third, got made a little mess for himself, got out of it. Same with Palencia. So that was a hard, sweaty, gritty, good, I'm circling it win, Layla. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says.
Gritty,
I'm circling it.
It was a gritty win. And additionally, I think, you know, typically I'm not the one to ascribe feelings to people. But when you're watching body language, you can tell. And it was on display yesterday.
Yeah. Yes.
There was not panic. There was self-expectation, as we discussed. And then there was the result, which was the win. And now you've taken 2 out of 3 against Cleveland with the chance to sweep tonight. And I don't care. I know that the Guardians are not the same team as they have been in years past in the Central. They still have a lot of talent. And I still respect the heck out of Jose Ramirez and Carlos Santana, frankly.
Oh, that was really nice.
Frankly.
39, by the way. I looked it up. He's not 1.5 million, but he is 39 years old. And thank God. Did you see that man standing on deck last night for Palencia? I love Palencia. We've been talking a lot about Palencia. I didn't want Palencia to be facing Jose Ramirez last
night.
Jose
Ramirez is going to let you know he's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, he's going to let you know.
You know, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, he in that position, he's like, oh, you turn the lineup order? You turn the lineup over? Let's go. And the ESPN did a nice job because they focused in on his face and you knew exactly what was going on.
I hope Palencia does rest today because guess what, Layla? I want him to be good and ready for Wilson Contreras and the Cardinals.
Oh, my gosh. Grody needs redemption. Cubs, if you're listening, Mark Grody needs redemption. He needs you to mow him down.
Well, not just that. It's just Palencia versus Wilson Contreras part two. It's getting hot out there, man.
You know what, though?
So take off.
As weird as it... No, Nelly, no. Also, why are you quoting...
No,
why
Nelly.
Are you quoting a St. Louis artist when you want St. Louis to lose?
Oh, man, because I do love him singing about the loop of St. Louis.
The STLMO 314.
Yeah, he does. He actually... I'll give it, man. He makes St. Louis sound cool. Even like Ron G's hometown. I'll give it to him, man. I was listening to Honest to God. Like, I went out of my way to put on Country Grammar the other day. It just sounded really good in my
ears. Nellyville's a great album.
It just sounded so good.
And also, since I'm not here this weekend, people, if there was ever a time to let them know, there was like 7 fans at the games in St. Louis. Show them what's up.
Yeah. You know
Go
why?
Out there and pack Wrigley. Just to flex. Go out there and watch your team and cheer on your team and let them know that when they cut to the pitcher and there's a shot of the field behind them, I don't care what temperature it is outside. Give me a break. You're at a baseball game.
Yo,
you're the best fans in baseball. Let them know.
We're doing our part here, right? We're keeping this rivalry together. But guess what? St. Louis fans know. They know this season's going to get torn down.
Those all the excuses for why we weren't at the game.
Whatever, dude. I lived in a place where first pitch was always 95 degrees and my team was terrible. And I was out there. Put some dirt on it and get outside. In the meantime, we have a post-game interview with Bruce Levine that I teased. This is Raheemian Harris with Mark Grody on The Score. And Kyle Tucker was the post-game interview. This also gets us into the All-Star discussion. All-Star Kyle Tucker was the post-game interview. So let's listen to the theater with Bruce Levine and Kentucky.
What hit? I guess you're getting used to it. Four in a row.
False start.
Premature Bruce.
Let's do it again. It's a holiday. Let's start it again.
Scrap it. Man, come on, Bruce.
It's like that scene from Ace Ventura where he rewinds himself. All right, let's do it.
Congratulations, first and foremost. I guess you're getting used to it. Four in a row.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. It was a fun day. We had Towns tell us we met the All-Star team earlier, and you know, it was a pretty special moment. You never take it for granted, and being able to follow that up with a nice win tonight is huge. It's a good day.
Yeah. Hey, talking, starting with the Shota, I mean, it's win day for the Cubs. He's 20-5 as a Cub. I mean, as an opponent, I know you didn't get to see him very often, but the idea that this guy goes out there and it's win day for a team, what does that mean?
Yeah, he's been huge for us. I mean, ever since he, you know, joined this organization, he's been phenomenal. You know, he's pitched a lot of innings and given us a lot of quality starts. So, I mean, he's just the guy that comes out here every single day, just like the same as everyone else on our team. Everyone gives it their all, and he gives us a great start every time.
There was a great player, a Hall of Famer named Charlie Gehringer. He was called the Mechanical Man because mechanically he did everything right on the field in that bat. That applies to you as well. Pete has talked so much about just how impressed he was by your consistency. How much pride do you take in that?
I mean, that's kind of the game of baseball, kind of how I look at things. I mean, we play so many games that, you know, every day you're not going to feel great, but if you can at least try and get by and have, like, a pretty consistent mindset and routine and everything, and you're at least going to, you know, have a shot out there. So I just try and do that on a consistent daily basis and hope it works out.
I think being an All-Star is a team award because your team has played so well. You've been a big part of it, but what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think in baseball, you know, you can look at individual stats and everything like that, but I mean, for me personally, I don't think, you know, you get many of those individual stats and stuff and accolades throughout the year without the team behind you. I mean, I really wouldn't get that many RBIs if the guys in front of me weren't doing their job, and they've done a phenomenal job at that all year. I mean, biggest thing for me is just helping our team win every single night. I mean, as long as I can give them at least an opportunity to have that, that's, you know, that's all I can really do and ask for.
You and Samantha are enjoying Chicago. We saw you out in the boat with 13 teammates. How awesome a day off with that many teammates. But also, you guys enjoy going to Chicago, Cut. And I know, you know, I've asked to go, and you guys always reject me. So can we go this time? The best steak in Chicago, Chicago Cut.
Yep, sounds good. I mean, you know, there's plenty of things to do here in Chicago. So our off days, we try and, you know, get out and kind of see as much as we can and enjoy the city. So we don't have too many off days, so we try and enjoy it.
Congratulations on the win. Congratulations on your fourth straight All-Star game. Much fun.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tucky, eh?
I don't think Kyle Tucker did not acknowledge Bruce's little game he's playing here with it. Invite people out to the restaurant. And he was just like, well, we like to enjoy our day off. We do. We sure do have fun, Bruce.
Hey, Tucky.
Tucky. Good to know. All right, we got a hockey nickname for Kyle Tucker.
Tucky.
Hey, Tucky.
Perhaps an unstable verb.
Wait, did he actually say talky or did he say Tucky?
Hey, Tucky.
A little talky. A little walkie-talkie.
Hey, Tucky.
Talky. Is he talking to Mike Tucker?
Also, Tucky. Breaking news. Who doesn't like going to Chicago Cut? Because your girl over here is a fan.
Oh, yeah, man. How could you? Yeah.
Last night I was at Gibson's for a minute.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did you have at Gibson's last night?
I had a little bit of a crab cake and a slider.
Oh, okay.
One slider because it was satisifying.
Oh, my God. I had the most recent restaurant I was at. This is very
Shout
Chicago,
out to
too.
Mark at the bar at Gibson's.
Oh, yeah. I will see your Gibson's and raise you. Ready? If we're doing these Chicago places.
Yes.
I did it.
Wait, can you save it? Because we have a question on that. And five on it at noon.
We do have a question in five on
well,
it.
Well, I have been stunted mid-thought. That's
write down,
fine, Ray.
Write down. It's a tease.
But also,
write it down
but
so
also,
you don't forget.
We okay. need to shout out the All-Stars, Kyle Tucker and PCA. We wanted to do more about them being All-Stars, but you know what? You see them every game do the things they're doing. Yeah, they're All-Stars.
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, real good. We've enjoyed watching you and watching you develop and talking about you. We've been talking about you.
Kyle Tucker, way to be the same dude you've been for many years.
Yeah, well, we'd actually like you to break out of that a little bit. Give us a little bit more. Like, we're getting there with Kyle Tucker. You know what I mean?
I've been on the field. He's part of the reason the team is successful. And by part, I mean a big part.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean in terms of the evolution of his personality. Like, Mike Berman brought out a little bit of it, like hearing him. And I think Zach Zaidman had a nice interview with him on a pregame show, and then the famous Tuck Bruce interview from last night. Like,
famous.
Talkie.
Well, my friend is the Astros reporter, Julia Morales.
Oh.
She worked with him for years. She's like, oh, you're going to really like him. She's like, he's awesome. And she always liked talking to Ryan Pressly, too. So
Yeah. Maybe
I should talk to her about that.
Yeah, see what we can do. But yeah, no, I'm enjoying it. I think we're getting there. I think, you know what? You put King Tuck on this show right here, the fun show, according to the afternoon show. I saw Texter say that. What happened yesterday? Were we identifying the shows yesterday?
Mully and Ha said that they were the cool show, and then they were like giggling about it. And I was like, wait a second, I learned a lot of stuff from Mully. Like, Mully is how I learned that Adele was dating Rich Paul.
I'll buy Mully and Ha as the cool show.
Yeah, they're cooler than they think they are.
Yeah.
So then it was like, well, what are all the show's identities?
I don't want to be
labeled.
Okay. You can't label Layla. No, you cannot.
I mean, people do, but...
She is her own human.
No, not just me. I mean, the show.
Yeah.
Hangout. Well, I feel like we're the hangout show. You can hang out with us.
I think we're totally the hangout show. That's right. We're the
hangout show. Just come chill.
Yep.
Have a Fresca.
Yeah. Have a Diet Dr. Pepper, because that's what was available.
Or a Diet Coke, which the kids are now referring to as a fridge cigarette, and I've never felt something more in my life. We're horribly late to break. We're going to lose all our ratings. Panic. Mark Grody has some receipts. Some receipts that I think we need to discuss when it comes to communication about ending innings that have scoring opportunities. It's a lecture. It's next.